A controversial new documentary made one of its first national screenings in Indianapolis today. The film compares the high school experiences of students from the United States, China, and India. 24-Hour News 8's Leslie Olson reports the two American students profiled are from Carmel.
2 million minutes, the approximate amount of time students have between the beginning of ninth grade and the end of high school. It's also the title of a documentary produced by American venture capitalist Bob Compton. He spent 2 years following six kids in top high schools in China, India, and yes, Carmel, Indiana.
There's a chance that I'll actually have to start putting more effort into schoolwork.
Neil is a former Carmel student body president. He's shown playing video games and quarterbacking his football team. His counterparts in China and India spend nights and Saturdays focused on math and science.
The number one conclusion that I drew was that the global education standards have passed America by.
As Compton shows his new film to audiences such as educators at this University of Indianapolis conference, he appreciates the debate it's stirring. Some argue American students are better prepared for the real world because the high school experience involves more than just studying.
I can't believe that the American culture will give up all of that well-balanced, well-built child. But they will need to give up enough so that the child is well-educated for the 21st century.
Compton hopes his film will serve as a wake-up call.
Are we preparing our students the best way possible for high-quality, high-paying careers in the 21st century?
Leslie Olson, 24-Hour News 8.
Compton spent $500,000 of his own money on the film. He submitted it to several film festivals such as Sundance.